In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm reading today from The Lives of the Saints, October 6th, New Style, September 23rd, Old Style, a homily on the conception of the honorable and glorious prophet, forerunner, and baptist of the Lord, John. At the time when the conception of our Savior drew near, St. John the Baptist was also conceived in a glorious and marvelous fashion. Many are the women who conceive children in their wombs, but of these, the conceptions of only three have become a subject of amazement to the whole world, and are celebrated and glorified by the Church of God. These three women are the holy righteous Anna, Saint Elizabeth, and the most holy and most pure Virgin Mary. None of these conceptions, that of the Theotokos by the righteous Anna, that of the forerunner by Elizabeth, and that of Christ our God by the Virgin Mary, took place without conversation between the angelic messengers sent with tidings of the conception and the earthly participants in that which came to pass, for God required the consent of the latter. In the case of the forerunner, the messenger, the holy archangel Gabriel, appeared in the altars to Zacharias, the priest, as he executed his office before God in the order of his course, and said to Zacharias, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." Zacharias answered the angel, "The glad tidings you proclaim to me are strange and unexpected, O herald, for it is contrary to nature for a woman to give birth to children in old age. I am an old man, and my wife is also advanced in years. How can she conceive and bear a son?" The angel said, "From the beginning I perceive from your words that you have little faith, O Zacharias. Although that which I declare is contrary to nature, it is not beyond the power of God, for whom nothing is impossible. God is able of stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Do you not know that God made Adam of the earth, formed Eve from Adam's rib, and granted a son Isaac unto Sarah who was aged? Wherefore, God, who is able to do all things, shall grant your wife a son in her old age, for he has heard your prayer." Zacharias replied, "At this moment my prayer to God was that he send the Messiah, whom we await and whom he has promised us by the mouth of his holy prophets. I pray that God send him quickly to the earth to deliver the seed of Abraham from bondage to the heathen. I also pray for the forgiveness of my many sins and the sins committed in ignorance by the people, but I do not pray now for a son, for I have already reached deep old age, as has my wife." Then the angel said to him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. I know by divine revelation that you pray not for a son, but for that which you have just now told me. But when you and your wife were yet young, you prayed God fervently to vouchsafe you a child. Now not the least inclination of man's heart can be hidden from the all-merciful Lord, who hearkens unto them that pray to him, and grants the petition of those who fear him. It is in answer to the prayers you offered long ago that God shall grant you a son, the namesake of grace. The Lord knows when he should fulfill the requests of his saints. Thus a son shall be born to you, and he will be great in the sight of the Lord." "Now I understand," answered Zacharias, "that you are indeed an angel of God, O herald. Your manner of speech, your comely appearance, and the power of your words all testify to the same. From the moment you appeared and began to speak, fear filled my heart, as it once filled the prophet Daniel's heart, when he beheld an angel and said, 'I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me.' Likewise the mother of Samson said, 'A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible.'" Therefore, I also am afraid. I do not dare to contradict your angelic words. I only wish to ask you whether the son who is to be born to me, whom you say shall be called great, shall be greater and more illustrious than Jeremiah the prophet, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of thy mother, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The angel replied, Your son shall indeed be great before the Lord, and his spiritual stature shall be beyond measure surpass that of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was sanctified before his birth, but your son shall be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Jeremiah only prophesied of the Messiah, but your son shall lay his hand upon him and baptize him. He shall be greater not only than Jeremiah, but than all the saints, for among them that are born of woman there hath not risen a greater than John. As one star differs from another in glory, so one saint surpasses others in glory and honor. God does not reveal in equal measure the mysteries of his will even to the angelic orders, which ever gaze upon his countenance. These mysteries are communicated to the lower orders by the higher ranks. Many are the stars that appear before the dawning of the sun, but only one is called the morning star and counted the sun's harbinger. Likewise, numerous prophets have preached the coming of the Messiah. But the child you shall bear shall spring from your loins, shall not only proclaim the Messiah to the people, but shall point out with his finger the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Therefore your son shall indeed be called great, the greatest of all those born of women. As the fulfillment of a proclamation is a thing greater than its announcement, so the prophet you shall father shall be deemed worthy of a higher honor than any of the other prophets. He shall be the culmination of all the prophets that came before him, the pinnacle of the ancient law, and the precursor of the new covenant of grace. To this, Zacharias said, Happy and joyful are your greetings, O angel. If every wise son brings joy to his father, how much greater shall my joy be over a son wiser than all the prophets? But how can I rejoice when I yet doubt your words? There is no gladness in that which causes doubt, but only in what is known with certainty. Therefore I beseech you, O angel of God, tell me how I may be certain that your words are true. The angel replied, Do you yet doubt, Zacharias, and refuse to believe my words? Can it be that I should lie? I am the messenger of God, for whom nothing shall be impossible, and of whom it is said, Faithful is the Lord in all his words, and holy in all his works. How is it that you who are a priest and a teacher of Israel do not know that the time of the Messiah's appearance has come? According to the years which I numbered in weeks when I was sent to the prophet Daniel in Babylon, have you not read his prophecy? Examine it, and you shall see that the salvation of Israel draws near, and that an angel in the flesh shall be sent before his face. This is your son, who shall prepare a path for the Messiah, going before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. But because you have not believed my words, which shall be fulfilled in their time, you shall be dumb and not be able to speak until the day that these things come to pass. Immediately Zacharias' tongue was bound, and he was made dumb. But the bonds of Elizabeth's barrenness were loosed. The angel then departed and returned to stand before the throne of God Almighty, to whom be glory unto the ages. Amen. On this same day, we commemorate the holy martyrs Andrew, John, Peter, and Anthony, and the holy martyr Arius, and the holy nuns Xanthippa and Polyxena.